All right, Mike, fourth place tonight. Looked pretty quick. You were in a battle for most of the race with the seven car. Guys, you were almost like in a second class to the rest of the two leaders.
Mike Bond and Russ Brown, they've been fast cars. They had a good battle going. Alex and I had a good battle going. And it's always exciting when him and I are close to each other on the racetrack. We race each other hard, and there's always been a little bit of a rivalry there, I guess you could say. So we raced each other hard, but with everything that happened last year at Classic and stuff like that, you know, I wasn't as aggressive as I should have been with him as far as giving him some taps or try pushing him into the corner a little harder. And he was slowing us down real bad in the apex. And that car is made for an interesting race from the driver's seat, I can tell you that. The GoPro has some pretty good footage, but we gave it everything we had. I think we put too much fuel in the car. They told us the fuel for 150, and I think that was crazy. Bad call on the official's part. So we put a ton of fuel in for the 150 laps just in case we needed it, and it just upset the car way too much the entire race. We don't burn off enough fuel to get your car to be as competitive as it should have been in a 75-lap race. So it is what it is, but fourth place is good. The car's in one piece, and see what goes on in Tech.
A couple weeks ago, you said this might very well be your best season. With the top five in the Classic and the season you've had, would you say it still is?
Yeah, it's definitely the best season I've had. Not trying to be a whiner, but fourth place isn't anything in Classic. You know, it's not anything special to brag about, in my opinion.
You get to talk to me.
Well, yeah, I get to talk to you whenever I want to. I just got to flag you down, though. So, it's fourth place. It's good. You know, all the guys, they busted their ass for me all weekend, and my dad and I put together a good car, and all of Carly's help. It's been huge. It's been a good season, a good weekend. It sucks that it's over. That means the work season's going to start picking up, and everybody's going back to school, and pretty soon the snow's going to be flying. So,
is everything over up north, too?
I don't know what's going on up north yet. We've talked with Vern Lefebvre a couple of times, and last time I spoke to him, he didn't get back to me to let me know what the schedule is going to be. So it's unfortunate. It would have been a good race up there if we could get some cars to go up there and stuff, but it's difficult during race season at Oswego Speedway. You know, this place is huge to all of us drivers, so we'll see what happens.